Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, Robin. Hold on. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast in the building. Let me get the bro right in this fucking up in here right quick. Sean, what's good, my G?
What's good, my G? What's poppin'?
Shit, how you, brother?
I'm all right. Everything good.
All right. Well, let's get right into this, man. Michael Vick. Yeah, man, I'm gonna let you set this off. Yeah, bro. Floor is yours, man.
Well,
I'm gonna let you set it up.
Everybody who follows sports or follows social media, follows hip hop, you know that Michael Vick has been a hot topic on social media. Charlamagne gave Michael Vick Donkey of the Day. And a lot of people are like, yo, why did Charlamagne give Michael Vick Donkey of the Day? Well, yesterday, Michael Vick decided to give some advice to Colin Kaepernick on why he thought Colin Kaepernick has not been signed by NFL teams. And one of the things he said was, the first thing he said was, first of all, you need to cut your hair and don't get cornrows. And he said it with conviction, and he meant it when he said it. That set off a firestorm because everybody's like, whoa, Michael Vick, we feel personally you're missing the point. So people from Michael Wilbon on Pardon the Interruption, the guys who are filling in at First Take, Shannon Shannon Sharp, and just a great amount of people are kind of shocked that it's Michael Vick of all people, because what they feel Michael Vick is doing is he's feeding into this perception that we have to make the powers that be who hire us feel very comfortable in our appearance. One of the things is you need to be a clean-cut brother to make sure that you're accepted in today's society. So that's where the firestorm started. And it was a firestorm because Michael Vick then went on Twitter and said, let me be clear, Colin Kaepernick doesn't have to cut his hair. It's not about his hair. Well, that's what you said, and that's what you thought. And that's a problem with a lot of ex-athletes who seem to be auditioning for these jobs on these networks where they feel they have to talk against the controversial black athlete of the moment and say something that they think white corporate America wants to hear. And,
do you think Mike is looking at it to play devil's advocate? Hold on. To play devil's advocate, do you think Mike, what he was trying to say to Colin didn't come out right? Can we play that card right quick?
No. No, we can't. That card cannot be played because Michael Vick is a savvy veteran of talking. Michael Vick has been on the national stage since 2000, since he was a phenom at Virginia Tech playing
Virginia
for the
Tech.
National championship, okay? Playing for the national championship. The microphone has always been around him, and he's comfortable talking. This is not new. Michael Vick has had a national platform for 17 years. He was very clear in how he said it. If you even listen to it in context, it's even worse. What makes it worse is that today, on Jason Whitlock, everybody's...
Hold on, fam. Let's have dialogue. Let's have back and forth here. I think that's what pissed off a lot of people also, the person that he was saying this to, because I think when Michael Vick made the comments that he made about Colin Kaepernick, if you really look at Whitlock's face when he said it, I think Whitlock was shocked that Mike took it there. Would you agree with that? That he was shocked? Like, he was like, oh, shit.
Well,
Mike, you really agree with me? You cooning with me?
If I did not see today's show of Speak for Yourself, which I just listened to before me and you started talking, Jason Whitlock defended Michael Vick big time. And said there was absolutely nothing wrong with what Michael Vick said. And then he had once again my least favorite, one of my least favorite NFL, I mean NBA analyst, Jim Jackson. Jim Jackson echoing the same nonsense, man. I'm
Jimmy
really,
wasn't that bad
really,
though, son.
Sick.
Come on,
I'm
Jim wasn't
really,
that bad, man.
I'm really sick of Jim Jackson. Jim Jackson is awful to me. Jim
I don't
Jackson
think he's that bad, son.
He's, I'm just
why
is
he
how
awful,
I
though?
Jim Jackson is awful.
No, nigga.
Jackson,
wait, hold on. We're going to have real talk. When you don't fuck with somebody, you don't fuck with them. See, the difference between me and you, I get them the benefit of the doubt sometimes. They might say some dumb shit. But once they say dumb shit, you're done. You're done with them.
When you're on the wrong side of every issue that I'm passionate about, and he's on the wrong side of every issue I'm passionate about, Jim Jackson's on the wrong side, always trying to toe the line, always trying to say what he meant to say. Michael Vick has – so here's the thing. Jason, to quote Michael Wilbon, I'm very disappointed in Michael Vick. Shannon Sharp, these people are very disappointed. He hurt people with this. Michael Vick, of all people, with the cornrows? You thought you were saying
yeah, that cornrow stand, Mike. Come on.
Wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you thought you were saying. And the
no, because see what happens there is that. See what happens there is this. They look at that. White America looks at that and be like, "Look, see guys, their own people getting at him." You know what I'm saying? And they take that shit and they run with it. You know what I'm saying? So
but
it's I don't know.
Michael Vick doesn't like that. It's his people. It's not white people. It's not white media people. Up in arms, upset by anything Michael Vick say. It's his own.
You're breaking
people,
up a little,
his
son.
Black people. It's his own people, his black people, and he doesn't like that. Okay, he doesn't like that. There was a backlash. I mean, he got Donkey of the Day. Now everybody knows why he got Donkey of the Day. So now he's putting in sincere clarifications. In my humble opinion, it's this simple. Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed in the NFL because of the stance on social justice issues. That's why he's not in the NFL. When you say, oh, he didn't play too good the last 2 years, Shannon Sharp eased him. He brought out Michael Vick's last four-year stats and compared it to Colin Kaepernick's stats last year. Colin Kaepernick can still play in the NFL. In my opinion,
he's better than a lot of niggas. My nigga, I'm a Jets fan, my nigga. And I'll give Colin Kaepernick a try right now over fucking Christian Hackenberger and fucking Petty. Come on, my nigga. Are we serious right now, bro? Come on. Our Jets are trash.
So my point is that's where we are, and I like the era we're in. We're in the era now where these former black super successful athletes decide, okay, now that I'm on the corporate side, I'm going to start talking against black people. Because that's how we're taking it. Because if we wasn't taking it that way, there wouldn't be the backlash. There wouldn't be a backlash if we didn't take it that way.
Hold on. What do you say to the people that say, you know what? Sometimes in this world that we live in, you and I had a conversation earlier about off air. And you yourself said you had locks down. You had dreadlocks back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And you were still able to rub shoulders and still articulate yourself as a smart black man. I think, and I said this to you, and I say it on air right now, if y'all listen to the show, y'all know Sean's a very articulate brother. That's why he's on. That's my brother. I fuck with him heavy. But when you have the hair and the locks, but you can't articulate yourself to corporate America, that's a strike on us right there. Even though we know color is a strike from the rip, but because you can articulate yourself, they might look at you like, all right, he's one of them smart-ass Negroes. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the world we live in, my dude.
Well, Colin Kaepernick can articulate himself. One of the false narratives that are being talked on the airwaves. One of the
better
false narratives being much better. One of the false narratives that are being perpetrated over the national airwaves is, especially on Fox Sports 1, is that I need to hear that Colin Kaepernick wants to play football. If you have to hold the press conference and say, hey, everybody, I want to play football, he made it very clear. He said, I'm not going to take a knee for the national anthem. He brought national attention to something, and he wants to play football again. But because he exercised his First Amendment right, he's looked upon like a bio enemy of the state.
Like a black sheep. Like he's a black sheep of the fucking of America, my nigga.
You know,
like they trying to just like
we went through this.
That shit's crazy.
We went through this with Chris Jackson, who's now his name is Mahmoud
Abdul-Rauf. Facts.
And
yep.
he said, I'm not standing for this flag because it stands for oppression and tyranny. And everybody gets up in arms, right? The point of the matter is we saw this 20 years ago and we see it happening again. And I hate seeing history repeat itself. You know, it's making me hate the NFL. By the way, the No Fun League. That's what we call it.
Shout out Roger Goodell. Sheriff Goodell. Yo, do you think there's a part of Kaepernick that's like, man, fuck all this? Fuck playing football in a sense.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Not right now, but not right now. But it's going to hit him at some time that he's getting blackballed. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to be like, fuck it. At one time, they're really trying to get rid of me. So fuck him.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing about being blackballed. So what? 50 Cent was blackballed. Did he lose the passion to rap because he was being blackballed? Like, being blackballed doesn't mean you lose the passion for what you're doing.
That's a little different when it comes to sports and hip-hop, I think, though. I understand the analogy.
No.
I think a little bit different, though.
So,
right?
Okay, so here's how I'm saying it. You don't lose your passion for something because you're getting blackballed. That's what I'm saying.
Leonardo DiCaprio
is one of the greatest actors, but he's passionate about climate change, and he's always doing climate change stuff, you know? And he's passionate about it, but he's still doing his movies and stuff. You can have a profession and still be passionate about other things. So I just think coming from Michael Vick, I think that's the thing that hurts people the most, because when you think Michael Vick, you think the cornrows, you think the swag, you think how he came into the league running quarterback. I mean, when they said you can't be a running quarterback and make it in the NFL, you know, we African Americans loved Michael Vick. So to hear Michael Vick say the way he said it, first off, you need to cut that afro off. And then the panel's laughing. And don't get cornrows either. You know, as if, wait a minute, y'all two situations is different. You were a felon. Colin Kaepernick broke no rules. Nothing, no rules.
All he did was bow down and not pledge allegiance to the flag. That's all he did.
And he wasn't the only one who did it. Other players did it too. He was not the only one who did it. He was the most prominent figure who did it. Other players in the NFL did it, and they're still in the league. They're trying to make an example of Colin Kaepernick. And by doing this, it's saying, any of you Negroes in this league think y'all going to take a stance for social justice? Colin Kaepernick is going to be the poster child of what can happen to you. And that's the message that's being sent, in my humble opinion.
Hey, real quick, Shannon Sharp, can you do us a favor, my dude? You're right there in studio, the same channel, FS1, with the rest of these cats. Cowherd, Whitlock, my bro Sean's favorite guy, Jim Jackson. I would like Shannon Sharp to go and speak for yourself and do it for the culture and have a conversation with Whitlock. I really would like to see that exchange.
And because we know one thing Whitlock is not going to do, talk about this, my show. You pull that on Chris Broussard, I want to see you pull that on Shannon Sharp.
But it didn't even work with Broussard, though. Broussard told him straight up and down, I don't care if that's your show.
No, I know that, but the fact that he felt empowered enough to pull that card, he wouldn't pull that card on Shannon Sharp.
Kind of crazy, man. People think, I see Michael Vick getting roasted all over the place. I'm like, what the hell going on here last night, man? And lo and behold, so that's what it is, man. Here's another subject. My brother, what's going on with your man R. Kelly, man?
Well, are you surprised at the revelation that we've just heard about R. Kelly?
Can you break down for the people, for the slow niggas in the back that don't know what's going on? Can you break it down for the people?
For you slow motherfuckers, I'm going to break it down. Ella, shout to 50 on that. Get a call. You know
facts.
There was a big article on BuzzFeed that said R. Kelly has a cult harem of young girls, late teens, early 20s, that he just manipulates, controls, and dominates. And, you know, it's not shocking, but shocking.
Right.
In other words, R. Kelly has a history of dealing with underage women. He has a history of being in his late 20s. Listen, R. Kelly married Aaliyah when she was 15 years old, and he was in his late, mid to late 20s. She was 15 years old.
What the hell was that about? I still, to this day, man, I'm like, the fuck? That was strike one right there, B.
Strike one. R. Kelly also had a video circulating in the early 2000s where he was urinating on a teenage girl. He was so arrogant.
You ever see that?
Say,
keep it tall. Keep it tall. Did you ever see it?
Yeah, I saw it. It was circulating.
Okay.
It was circulating.
Back to the dance show was.
That's what it was. And he had the audacity to say, oh, that wasn't me. That was my twin brother. Oh, that was my brother. But you're like, so R. Kelly has a history of dealing, of treating underage women like he owns them. And for whatever the reason is, society has accepted the fact only deals with high school girls or girls in the late teens.
I wouldn't say they accept that, my dude. I wouldn't say they accept it. There's a lot of people that stopped listening to him right at the Chocolate Factory, my guy.
When WBLS still features him, when R. Kelly still can do his songs with Celine Dion, Lady Gaga, any rapper he wants to do a rap song with, they have no qualms about it. The history is out there. All of this stuff was after the period.
If you can sing or if you can rap a lot, they let you get by with a lot of dumb shit. Little Wayne and Baby was like kissing each other. I mean, that shit got swept under the rug. Niggas still went and bought Wayne's album.
Hold on.
Carter 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm.
In your mind, you compare when Baby kissed Wayne to R. Kelly's history with underage women?
No, I'm saying that they sweep under the rug if you do something that's deemed that the normal person can get away with. Me and you, tax citizens here, 9 to 5 niggas, we can't get away with something like that Wayne did. We can't get away with shit like R. Kelly do. Niggas are not fucking with us. We'll get flamed on Twitter. If we talk about we doing a show and Dre and Sean LaVey got, like, we'll get flamed. That's what the point I'm trying to make, the difference. You get what I'm saying? And it should be fair across the board to the, regardless of who it is, whether it's Dre, Sean, R. Kelly, Wayne, it doesn't matter. But we live in a world, like you said, he's worshipped, my nigga. Is he not worshipped? Let's keep it tall.
R. Kelly is embraced, and we know he's disgusting. Let's be 100%. Nobody has a problem with a 50-year-old man running around with 18 and 19-year-old girls. I don't even know how that excites him. I have a daughter who's 18. When I'm around her and her friends, you can feel that they're little kids who don't know nothing. You feel
Facts.
You know you're about little kids with no life experience. What are you going to talk to them about? It's bizarre. You know what I'm saying? This man is sick. And he's had a sickness for the longest, and society has given him a pass. And society's given him a pass, and it's pathetic. You know, and him and his PR team is out there denying all of this stuff. He got the girls coming out. Oh, this is not what's happening. Oh, really? Come on, man.
Hush money.
Kelly wasn't rich. His hush money goes a long way because he shut a lot of people up. A lot of people have blood money on their hands because they've accepted his payouts happily. Parents have accepted the payouts. A woman, you know, and his money is long enough pause that he can get away with all of this. You know, but at some point, society's going to have to be like, look, my brother, we don't want you on our bill. WBLA,
right.
You know what, R. Kelly, you can chill out. We don't need you on this, you know, cruise, step in the name of love cruise. Because you offend a lot of people right now. You know, like somebody's going to have to stand up for it. Chris Brown is treated as the poster child of domestic violence. America has put that on him. They put that on him. He can't shake that. That's why he's sucking.
Well, hold on. To be fair now, Chris Brown shit was graphic, my nigga. Like, you know, when we seen Rihanna's face when Chris Brown did what he did, bro, like, I can understand him being men in society at number one at that particular time, bro. Because I remember seeing them pictures, and I was like, yo, really, bro?
We saw the urination. We know he married Aaliyah when she was 15.
Yeah.
We listened to Sparkle talk about her niece being underage and Kelly dealing with her. So it's known. It's known. My point is, when America wants to shun you, they can. They can. You know, R. Kelly is not the poster child for liking underage girls for whatever the reason. You know? And it's whack. Like, come on, this dude is older than both of us, and he's around 18 and 19 year olds, man. That's disgusting.
And still dressing. And still dressing like he's 21.
He's still dressing like he's trying to be with the mumble rap generation. Like, he looks at these guys in the mumble rap era, and it's like, yo, I want to dress just like them. So you see this 50-year-old man sitting up there dressed like a 21-year-old mumble rapper. It's ridiculous.
R. Kelly, so, wait for it. Yeah, man. But I don't know, my dude. That shit is just... So what happens now? Because he has some type of cult, and I don't think you and I talked about it. I know we got a few minutes here, but this cult thing, what's really being talked about? Yeah, I mean, is there a big investigation going on?
R. Kelly's rich enough where he's going to have his PR team. He has these girls coming in. Oh, nothing's wrong. We can do this. We can do that. The BuzzFeed article had graphic details inside a report how he controls these women. And here's why I know it's true. Let me tell you why I know it's true. Jay-Z, and he had to kick R. Kelly off the tour because R. Kelly was a diva. R. Kelly is surrounded by yes men. You guys know Hope never gets out of pocket.
Hold on. Let's take it back right here. Remember, I know you remember this because you were a hip-hop fiend like me. Remember when Hope went on High 97 right after that shit?
And that's my point.
R. Kelly?
Everybody knows Hope is very guarded. Hope never gets out of pocket. Hope ran to Angie Martinez, and that was the most upfront, honest Hope you ever gonna get.
Facts, nigga.
They played that interview on every single mixtape that came out. And what did Hope say about R. Kelly back then? He said, this man lives in a bubble. He's surrounded by nothing but yes men. He controls everybody. No one can tell him what to do. If anything's not his way, he won't do it. The man is a complete control freak. He's rich enough to create his own reality. Hove told us this in 2004. So do I believe that he has a cult of these women who he controls, and he controls what they can wear, where they can go, how they can look, how he likes his sex or whatever? Yeah, I absolutely believe it because he's already shown these tendencies, you know? So
you know, what does that take away from him? What does that take away from his legendary status when it comes to music? Like, how do we separate the two?
It takes a lot away from it. Here's why it's difficult to separate the two. Because he's never stopped being a predator of young women. That's why you can't separate it. Every aspect of R. Kelly for damn near the last decade and a half is him being a predator to young women. And we're seeing it that he's still fucking with teenagers. That's super whack. So at this point, how can you separate it? Because he's not separating it.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's how I feel about R. Kelly. R. Kelly, fuck you. I'm saying.
Basically. No, basically, nigga, fuck you. That shit's crazy, man. Well, that's what it is, my nigga. You already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Brody, take us home, man. Unless you got something else.
Subscribe to PSA Podcast. Let me just say this. stop hating on Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball deserves the MVP.
No, the fuck he did. I got four minutes here. Okay. No, he doesn't.
Okay. Here's why Lonzo Ball deserves the MVP. Lonzo Ball missed two games, led Summer League in assists. Without playing two games, that's one. The team he played for won a championship, that's two. Let me give you a third one. Every game Lonzo Ball played was a sellout. It was the most attended game in the summer.
Nigga, really?
Lonzo
that's what we're going to do because it's sale
no,
tickets?
No. What I'm saying
ticket
is that Lonzo Ball showed why he's the star of all the stars. We had great plays in summer league in Vegas. Great plays we saw. Lonzo Ball was on selling it out. Everybody you can name showed
up. Hold on, my nigga. This nigga Kuzma got jerked. That young boy, that other light-skinned nigga is nice, B. That nigga is nice. What, he was 6'10" yesterday? That nigga should have won it, son. Come on, you don't play and you get MVP. What? Really, son. I had a problem with that.
Let me ask you a question. How do you miss two games in an 8-game summer league and you lead the entire summer league in assists? Explain that to me.
Assists? That's not really hard, B. Yeah.
Assist?
No,
that's
not
really hard, B.
No, because you know why? That's all this nigga does.
No,
he's
gonna
pass the rock first.
He had 36. He had a 36-point game. He had a 16-point game.
I could tell you this. That's not gonna happen a lot in the NBA. You're not gonna have a lot of 36-point games.
The NBA is better. Let me jump out the window right now. I'm gonna jump out the window.
Here we go. Let's keep this on tape, guys. Jump out the window.
I will not be surprised if Lonzo Ball leaves the NBA in assists this year. That's how convinced I am with his pass.
Oh, that's not jumping out the window, nigga. You had me stop it, thinking, all right, let me see what bro going on with this. And you're saying something that's not breaking news?
When's the last time a rookie led the NBA in assists? I don't think it's ever happened. A rookie's first year.
Yeah, but when's the last
NBA
time we seen a rookie? Jason Kidd didn't pass like this, my nigga. This nigga, that's all he wants to do. And I ain't got no beef for this, so I don't want nobody to think I got a problem with Lonzo doing that. But I like Tatum a little more. That's just my speed pause.
Boy,
Tatum's
like
a baller, my nigga.
I like Lonzo Ball way better than Tatum. Way better.
And the Knicks, man. It pains me every time I see this nigga, Dennis Smith Jr. Man. These niggas went and got Frank Nitti. Some fucking European nigga that we don't know. So I got to call him Frank Nitti. And Mello, before I go, man, get up off my team, my dude. Get the fuck out of New York, please. Please. Go to Houston. I don't know. I don't want Ryan Anderson's contract, but just bounce, my nigga. Bounce. That's what it is, man. Appreciation coming on in a couple of days?
No doubt.
Niggas
no
asking
doubt.
All type of niggas. Can y'all do Redman? Can y'all do Buster? Can y'all do Guru? Can y'all do Pun? I'm like, oh my God, all right, my nigga.
And the answer is yes, we can. Yes, we can.
All right, my G.
Easy.
You already.
All right.
Easy. That's real talk. That's easy. That's easy money though. Calico voice. Do that shit with eyes closed. All right, my nigga.
All right.
One.
One.